From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, August 20th. After a mild start to the week, triple-digit temperatures are expected to return to the North State. The National Weather Service has issued a heat warning for most of the North State beginning Friday and lasting through Saturday. Sarah Perdue is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She says high temperatures could stick around for a while, even though it's been a relatively mild summer.
We've seen triple-digit temperatures as late as mid-September in the past, and so even as we head into late summer, early fall, the risk of high temperatures isn't gone completely.
Temperatures are forecast to stay high during the evenings, which means less relief from the heat. Perdue says when temperatures are in the triple digits, to avoid being exposed to the direct sun. She says that's especially true during the heat of the day. She also says to stay indoors or under shade as much as possible. And the city of Oroville has established a new fire-safe council. NSPR's Sean Shanks reports the effort aims to bring in grant money for wildfire safety initiatives and maybe lower insurance costs for residents.
Oroville is in Butte County, where devastating wildfires like the Camp Fire, North Complex, and Park Fire have left a lasting mark. The eastern part of the city runs into dry, fire-prone foothills and dense forests. So, Oroville is launching a fire-safe council to help residents prepare for wildfires. City Administrator Brian Ring runs the council. He says the group will pursue state and federal funding for projects like fire breaks and evacuation routes.
Getting educated is just your time. The hardening structure and fuel management, that takes money. So if we're able to obtain grants that help folks with that who don't have the means to do that, that's absolutely one of our goals.
Another goal is to address concerns about the high cost of home insurance. Ring says the council will work with communities to apply for certifications that could cut the price of insurance by up to 10%. In Chico, I'm Sean Shanks.
In other news, Republican state lawmakers filed an emergency petition Tuesday with the California Supreme Court to stop Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to redraw California congressional districts. It claims Democratic lawmakers are violating the state constitution by introducing a package of bills to redraw voting lines within a 30-day review period. Republican state senator Suzette Martinez-Valladares says the public has a right to give their input on redistricting, as they did when the boundaries were drawn last time by the Independent California Redistricting Commission.
Hundreds of thousands of people called in, wrote in, waited hours, sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours to give comment on how they wanted to see districts drawn in their community. That the will of the people is being thrown out the window.
Democrats this week are rushing the package of bills through so election officials around the state have enough time to put the governor's redistricting plan before voters in November. Newsom's redistricting push is an effort to offset President Trump's request to have Texas Republicans redraw voting maps to give Republicans 5 additional seats in Congress. Also, Shasta Elementary School in Chico was briefly placed on lockdown yesterday afternoon after police received a report of a suspicious woman possibly carrying a gun near Esplanade in Nord Highway. According to a press release from the Chico Police Department, officers located the woman, identified as Carolyn Schur, and determined she did not have a firearm. Police say no weapons were found on her, though a set of brass knuckles was received from her vehicle. The lockdown was lifted once the area was deemed safe. Schur was booked into Butte County Jail on charges of possessing metal knuckles. And finally, Pacific Gas and Electric Company is warning of high flows along the North Fork Feather River this weekend. The utility company says that increased flows will create challenging white water conditions for skilled paddlers and are not meant for tubers. PG&E is working with American Whitewater and Rock Creek Cresta Ecological Resource Committee to provide 4 annual recreation flows. The Rock Creek Reach in the Plumas National Forest will also see white water conditions later in September. PG&E says visitors should be wary of potential cold water shock and hidden obstacles. Guided trips are recommended for less experienced paddlers. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, August 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.